Parshas Emor has in it the Inyonim of the Ma'adim, so it's Koyen, has the Parshas of Ma'adim. The few things in the Ma'adim that need a beer. First thing is in the Pasuk that introduces Ma'adim. Ela Ma'adei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh, Hashem Tikroi Samamayata. So the question, and before that, says Davar Meisov Amatel Ma'adei Hashem Hashem Tikroi Samikrei Kodesh Ela Ma'adei. And then you have Ela Ma'adei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Tikroi Samamayata. So the first one is going includes Shabbos also, and the second one just seems to be focused on the Ma'adim. So the word Tikroi Sam is not clear what the meaning is. The Lashon Tikroi Sam, most Rishonim learn, it means that the person should be, we should be koveya them. The word Tikru, like the Lashon Kriya, that you call out and you announce something. So here also, we make the Yom Tovim, and the Yom Tovim are made by us to... We're the one who announced it and so on. That's most Rishonim Moshitis, and that makes more sense because we're talking about when to be Kaver Ma'adim and that's when we're doing it. The Targum and the Ramban in his wake, Ramban quotes the Targum, has a different shot. The word is, the Targum is the Te'orun Yoshoin Me'ori Kodesh. They will happen to you. In other words, there are events like the word mikra with a hey. There are events that happen. The Ramban says that these, it's not going on the act of calling him out, but these are events that happen to take place at some random time, in the sense that since it's not kavua, they occur. It's being that's not kviva kaima, they occur. So the Ramban, and in the wake of the Targum, is learning differently than the other Rishonim, and it's almost the opposite, that the word mikro over here means not the days that you shall designate as yontif, but rather these are, they will happen at different days because we could be kaveh chadashim, and we could make the yontif fall out on different days. So the focus is on the fact that the days happen at random, so to speak. That's the Ramban in the wake of the time. First of all, it's strange that we should use that as our primary meaning. The flow of the parasha is certainly that we should designate Ma'adim. And to say that it happens to fall out, it's L'chura being oika, the Iker point of Ma'adim. It's if anything, it's going around, it's almost going the other direction. To emphasize the fact that it could happen on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when the Kaveh, the Chodesh, and Ibayar, and so on and so forth, it seems to be very roundabout and almost the opposite of what it should mean. So one error is understanding the word Mikroi Chodesh, the way those who show them learn it. A second Indian over here, in the Parsha itself, it says that there's a, it goes through Pesach, it goes through Shavuos, and then it goes through Sfiras Ayma, and then it says, "Ubekutzuchem es ksir askam sechala pasotcho bekutzuchem leket zechul selaket lo negeres hasar oisam." So the parsha is in puts in over here the halacha of being of mitzvahs of place baritz, really the giving trumas meisters papaya leket shechem pay and so on. So the Chazal say over here, Omer of Dimi Rav Yosef, Marua Kosov Likno Bem Tzorigolim, Pesach Atzeres Mikan, Roshoni Kippur Mekor Mikan. So Chazal, not only a Madgish that it seems to be out of place in general, but it's smack like the middle of Yom Tovim. Lamed Choshaka, Noisim Leket Shikro Peel Oni Karoi, Malov Kilobonit Zamig Shikro Mreisa Vesoichoi. That if somebody gives Leket Shikro Peel, La Oni, it's Kilu Yidbonit Vesamig Shikro Mreisa Vesoichoi. Now, Leket Shikra Peah are wonderful mitzvahs. Why these particular mitzvahs? why Leket Shikra Peya as opposed to the as opposed to Trumas and Maisris and other wonderful things, as opposed to a lot of other mitzvahs. I mean, just random Leket Shikra Peya. That's Manal of Kilu Banis and Shikra Peyasav, and obviously it's more than just. There's a special dogish here on the Ma'adim, which fits well with what we've seen the Rambam, that the Beis HaMikdash is a place where you go for Lila Regal. In other words, it's talking about the Yontav Dika aspect of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it's Million Tovim. But why these three mitzvahs, the Yichud of Leket Shikra Peya of other mitzvahs, leaves us kind of a bit baffled. It's interesting. This is a Taras Kanas Rashi brings. The Gemara in Chagiga learns from here that there is Tashlum in Kol Shiva. How do we learn Tashlum in Kol Shiva? Because it says Uvekutzichem et Tzir Atzichem, so that means Kilut reads as one parasha. On Yontif, across and Betzah Yom Azim Mikro Kodesh, Uvekutzichem et Tzir Atzichem, it's possible to cut wheat on Yontif. It can't mean Shavuos, obviously, because it's Yontif. So, Bal Korchov, there's Tashlumin Kol Shiva. So the Pasuk is Be'etzem being, it's Kilu, the Pasuk is saying that we want a Yontif that you could be Koitzer, the Chag HaKotzer should have the Ketzira on the Yontif itself. Valei Davahu, it's something which is very strange. Mayesh with the Hasinai, in other words, what's the maluse of having the Ketzira on the Yontif? The Ketzira should be on Yontif itself, and it can't be Yontif, so it Bal Korchach mitzad dine korbanis, it's Yontif, mitzad mikra kodesh, it's not Yontif. Generally speaking, the lashon of Vayikra, the lashon of Mikra, we mentioned, could either mean Kriya, like you designate, you kaveh something. It could also mean an event that happens. It's sort of, it occurs. It occurs at a certain time. Famous Rashi in the beginning of the Yikra. Rashi says, L'chol dibas l'chol amir s'libuim kot ma kriya lo shechiba. Yabba lo shekriya lo shechiba. Lo shechama chashar es mishtam shema shem mekar zel zeh. Aval neviye umasoylom nigla leim belo shena rai betuma shema yikal kimel bilom. So Rashi is contrasting Bilam's nevuah from Moshe's nevuah, whether it's Baloshan Kriya, Lashachi, Baloshan Tuma, Keri. If the two Lashainis were parallel, Lamashal, this I would use the word Tomei and I'd use the word Tohar over here. So fine, I understand. This is Tuma is a Tahar, Tuma is a Tahar, Richuk and Kiruv. The Av and Sinna, any type of opposite type of distinction it would make sense. Vayikra is a lot. Vayikra is Lashon Chiba. That's true, and Vayikra is Lashon Tuma. But they don't have much in common. In common, I mean, they're not on one axis. I mean, this is good. This is bad. This is Tumas Keri. This is Lashon Chiba of Kriya. What you want to show is in the same Gil of Nevuah, we have a distinction between him and him in the opposite direction. It's not opposite direction; they're very, very different. So I would say Reuven is very wealthy, but Shimon's health is failing him. So health failing is not a good thing. Being wealthy is a good thing, but they don't contrast in any meaningful way. So how are we contrasting the Vayikar of Lashon Tuma with Vayikar Shechiva? And yes, it's the word, it's the kufresh, but hogufa. So obviously, there's some sort of common sheirish in the two that is common between the two, and that's where we have the distinction. And yet, in the types of it, we fail. We don't have an exact explanation where they're opposites. So the Medrash says in the beginning of Achre Mois, brings a pasuk from Kehelas. Achre Mois Nei Baron, Reb Shimon Pasach. Hakoil bashel hakoil mikra echad letzadik l'rasha. So the Kehelas says that the same mikra happens at tzadik l'rasha, and Chazal over here give a whole series of events that seem to confirm that. What Kehelas is saying is l'chur mind-boggling. He says There's one mikra for tzaddik in Russia. Le tzaddik ze noyach. Shem bo ish tzaddik. Om yechem shem v'lozov noyach v'es ha'gluli. Noyach, when he went out of the teva, he was busy tending all the animals, and Dari hit him, bit him, and he couldn't do avoid. He was a cripple. Le Roshes Paranechei also got crippled when he wanted to sit on Shlomel's kisei. Nadav Navihu versus Korach and Meraglim versus Meraglim, on and on, a whole bunch of places where in the history of the world you have Rishoyim and Tzadikim get the same thing. Le Roshes Adas Korach, the Sibay Surna Bechulu, El Nichsalaki Machlekes at the Sufim. So the whole series of events that intensify the kasha. I mean, what Kohelis is saying, L'chura, is hetuch de ve'emuna. He's saying that everything is mikra. The same mikra happens at Tzadik to the Rasha, and Chazal confirm it. So. Is there an answer to it? I mean, what they're intensifying it. You know, they're saying not about you. They're not pointing out to the chet not about you did. They're pointing out to that they didn't. They went a shalom machlokas and Korach went a machlokas, and they had the same fate. So either trying to say that there's very very sharp misa umas a small chet, whatever it is, Chazal here are pointing out. The similarity of Toiv and Ra to Rosh and Tzadik. So it's a double mafli. So let's look a little bit into, let's think a little bit into the inyan of Mikra, because that's a key point over here. The word Mikra as coming with a hey or with an aleph, and meaning with it, the word with an aleph is, it's interesting. The word with an aleph means usually to call, like Korazel Zen and so on. In Chumash, there are two places, I believe, the only two places where Yikra is with an aleph that means something that might be good. It says by Yaakov Avinu, it says Asher Yikra Eschemachus Hayomim. And it's one aleph, that's one. And by kansipur, and we darshan by kansipur, that vayikra ki yikra prat lemizumen. In other words, it means the same thing. It means if you happen upon a bird's nest, that's what the word yikra means over there. On the other hand, when it's mikra laila, it's with a hay, and that seems to be, the hay seems to usually go with dvarim. Tavatami, Mikra Laila, Mikra Boki Tahar, and so on. And the Aleph seems to be with Kiyikra. But it still begs, how do we understand both Mikra in the same way? So let's be explained in this Indian, because it's really something that is on the fault line between Emunah, not Emunah, and so on. Whatever you have, a HaKadosh Baruch whose central hanhaga in the world is with a seder that's called Teva, and I would say the other way around. The hallmark of Teva is seder. And seder means that things happen with a Siba and a Mesayviv. Cause brings effect, brings cause, brings effect, and so on. In a world that is mathematically perfect, once I know the first move, everything else I should be able to calculate. So, Lamosha, let's say I have this tremendous, let's say I explode something. I put a bomb under tons of stuff. So, it's hard to know what'll happen because I don't know the details. But as a person who, a scientist would say, if you could give me all the data, how strong the particles are, which direction they're pointing to, how long the release will be, what's on top of it, what weight, what forces, I should be able to figure it all out. It will go in a certain an exact pattern of cause and effect. The mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria is Seder and Teva, and that's become the new God. This, if you ask ourselves, as a person who lives in the world of Teva, if you ask me, what governs everything? The answer is Teva. If there's a yoytzim in a klal, if there's a yoytzim doifin, if something doesn't work, then we deherit as a kilkel in that Seder Advarim. So, Lamashal, it is the Seder Advarim that children are born healthy, normal, with what we expect for a human being to be born with. If Chas V'Sholem, there's something different than that, we call that a mikra. A mikra means it fell out of, it's not kefi de mahalach hativi. And if anything, for a lot of people, it's a reason to doubt that if the mahalach hativi is less than perfect, then the one that put into place is also less than perfect, because the better an umen is, the better the machine is. So a car that's built by a big umen will almost never fail. A car that's built by someone who's not a big umen, it'll fail occasionally. So since the world of Teva is the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, anything that fails, it shows the chisaron, the lack of whoever brought into place. So mikra is something which is a failing. It's something that the word mikra itself means a yoytzim in a klal. It doesn't fall under the seder of cause and effect. It is so normally we'd expect this to happen. It failed. Why? Because things like that happen. If nothing is perfect, things like that happen. That is what the world of Mikra is. There's another way. So, Lamashal, if you have Kinikresi Lovei Alamelech, Aloinikresi Lovei Alamelech, by Esther, there's a normal Seder, and you're expected to keep that Seder. The king can call you out. And when you call someplace, the word calling, normally we focus on the person calling me. But mitzad, the person that it happens to, I was called somewhere. I'm on call. It means that something can be mitzad me from my Seder, because something else is interceding and taking me out of my Seder Advar. That's Kriya. So when I call someone, means I pull them out of the cloud. Karasicha B'Shem means out of the 600,000 people, I've selected you. I've made you a Yoytze Doifin. I pulled you out from everyone else. That's the word Kriya when it's used as Kriya. So both of them come from the same sheirish, which means a yoytzim in aklal, a yoytzim doifin, something that's not part of the mahalach. One of them is perceived as the failure of the klal, making the solo marshal, if everybody's supposed to be here and somebody's not here, it's a failing of that person. He didn't show up. But, or he was called to come someplace, he rose and answered the call. That's Adarabba. Something higher intervened and moved him out and up from the Seder Advar. Those are the two. Those are the two opposite directions of the same event. So when I deher an event that's a yitzim in a klal, yitzim in a seder, it's either a failing of the seder or a moving up beyond seder. That's the migur krika. So b'meila, in Vayikra, by by Moshe and by Bilam, let's try to understand it mitzidam. The Akadosh Baruch Hu called out. Bilam, the Yodeus as Boirim or Mechavan Lachisoi means that the person wants to be shaylit on the Seder Hadvarim, and that the person expects that that's appropriate. I want to be shaylit on my Seder Hadvarim. Okay, if I'm shaylit on my Seder Hadvarim, b'meila I am now the boss. Akadosh Baruch Hu, and my tefisis, that's what it should be. What happened before, I don't know, but today I'm a Baal Bechira, I need nothing else, I want nobody else involved, and it is wrong for someone to intercede. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on Bilam's door and he says, Bilam, you can't go. Bilam has no choice, and he says, what can I do? So he deheres a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria, warning a person, calling a person, as being an intrusion. He deheres that scene. That's the Tumah Shavuot. The Tumah Shavuot is that it's a kilkel. A person is supposed to be balabas on himself, just like if an outsider would interfere in my business. Somebody would come and tell me, I want to do this, and it'd be kaifes das on me. That's a chisarin. It shouldn't be that way. That's how Bilam has it. Akadosh Moshe has it as a kriya shel chiba, as adarava. I want to add an oimik to this point. The Chazal say this Vayikra, comparing Bilam to Moshe on the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yoyim rather than b'layla. It's begrudging. To Bilam he appeared b'yoyim begrudgingly because he had no choice, and to Moshe was a kriya shel chiba. The layla is a time when a person is not b'shlita, is not b'shulten. And b'meila, it's less of a pegia in the Seder Advarim if a person is, if a person is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu this, that, or the other thing. B'yoyim is when there's a person shaylet. That's when a person is a poyel, and yitz adam lefa'aloi, and a person is the one who should be in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming in the day is an intrusion much more strongly so than at night. And for Bilam, by his own tfisa, it's a kilkel, and Moshe Rabbeinu, by his own tfisa, it's a kriya shel chiba. That's where the two vayikras, the vayikra and the vayikra, become the opposite of the same phenomena. In the musig of Mikra Laila, Tumas Keri, and so on, it's also like that. It's very, very interesting. Bederech Klal, almost all pe'ulois of Toiv and Ra are things that are musar to a person to do. And that's what the Torah, and that's what... So, if I went and I lit a match on Shabbos, I was Mechal Shabbos, and I'm responsible for my actions. I did something, and there's a consequence for that. I put on fakelt, I put on tefillin, it's toiv, and so on. Mikra Laila seems to deher itself as a kilkel in the Seder. At night, I'm not poil. At night, I have no shlita on myself. At night, I have no... I'm not the doer. So I rather than seeing it as a toitzah of a Seder, my first tefisa of it is that, no, it's something that is... it's a mikra, it's a kilkel, it's a kilkel guf, just like ziva by a man is a kilkel. It's not a part of keri. It's a different mahala. Here also, that's why we're deheret. So the Torah is megala that a person should be mahar b'yayim not to void leitum b'layla. That it is an asiya, but much deeper. But it's called tumas keri because it's deheret the kilkel in the tzuras adam. That there's a makom tum in a person that's not bishlitasei. It is b'shlitasa, but it's not his active shlita. It's not like when a person does a pu'ula and it's directly caused by that. It's something that happens, quote unquote. But the happens has a shayrish that is mahar. It's not an asiya, but it's a hero which eventually comes to aver and so on. Let's go back to the ma'adim, to our parasha. The parasha of ma'adim, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the core of the bria that is the shayrish of seder, of cause and effect? The answer to that would be that Zman, before and after, in our mind, cause and effect are the sheirish of before and after. There's no way to express cause and effect simultaneously. It's sequential. So in every computer, a mechanism for a time mechanism is crucial because I need to be able to give a seder to things that we do. First and then are the beginning of any type of cause and effect of a seder, a dvar. And b'meila zmanim is something that's very crucial to it. Let's leave Shabbos alone a minute. Let's go to Yontovim. Why was the Yontovim given in such a strange way? Why was it that they were given, that we could have a chodesh and we could even move it a little bit and so on? The answer is because the events that happen in Yom Tovim are events of Kriya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we're different. The Ata V'chartanu, the Hitzom and HaKlal happen in Yom Tovim. So we're Mekadosh Zmanim by being Koveya. We impose on the Zman its inyan. So that's why the many sheetahs hold it means Kriya. We're the ones that decide. The other sheetahs, the Ramban and the Targum, which is, that's why it's so important, that, and in Ramban bases on Targum, wouldn't go the other direction. He says that the human deher starts with the fact that it's chutz min haseder. It's a regular Wednesday. No, it's Yom Tov. My Yom Yomayim. The fact that something is an event, something happens on a certain day, something intrudes on a certain day, that is the mahalach of Kedusha Zmanim. So Kedusha Zmanim, they both express an emes Kedusha Zmanim. The Kedusha Zman is that the Ben Israel Man Ishtano, it's a Tuesday, it's a random Tuesday. This Tuesday could have been Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Ches Sivan, and yet it's something that we were kaveed. So the fact that it's not kavua turns it into mikra. Mikra is the gateway to is the gateway to the Herenget Chutz HaTeva. The big centerpiece is Teva. Yes, one day follows another day, follows another day. It's summer, it's winter, it's fall, it's spring. Those are the Mahalach HaTivi. When something changes, like by Shmuel said, and is going to make a get kshamim. When something changes, that's the Pesach. Once we go through the Pesach of Mikra, it either is Kilkel, it's Mikra with a Hey, or Mikra with an Aleph. The Yontiv, so what's the Chag HaKotzer has in itself a yichud that if we're to ask ourselves mitzad the zmanim of the yonim, the three Yontovim, the Aviv, Kotzer, and Osif, really the strongest place where Adam is boiled is in Kotzer, because the Aviv is by itself, it sort of sprouts. I planted it in the beginning of winter. That's a say that's all I planted in the beginning of winter. And then it sprouts in Nisan. So the sprouting is a pool of Lamala. The Osif is really, I'm not doing much, I'm just accepting. Asif means I just gather in, I take everything. There's nothing I do really with the asif. It dried, and I've taken the bundles. Katzer is when I become master over the teva. In a certain sense, that's the sharpest expression of me being a master over the teva. Leket Shikram Peya are a very interesting set. Most mitzvahs come with doing something. Let's take the example. I have a lot of tefillah in my house. I give tzedakah. I give my serishim to Leviim. I give my sesheni or my shemesov, my seoni to aniim. I give stam tzedakah to aniim. I give kohanim truma and trumas ma'isa and so on. I'm giving, so it's a wonderful thing. But I'm the shalit. When I give tzedakah of mine, that's not a gvul on my shulton. That's an expression of my shulton. So my shulton is that I do X, Y, and Z, and since my choice is to do good and to be a benefactor, I give out stuff. It feeds into me because I have bechira and a sense of self. Leket Shikra Peya is where I didn't do. I forgot. I left over. I did not. And then Torah says, let it stay for anything. These are the kilkulim. This is the mikra. I harvested a field. When a person harvests a field, there's he missed a few. He missed a few. That's the kilkul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the few that you missed belongs to me. That's not, you didn't miss them. They slipped out. Let's give a mashal. I just want to give a dugma to the hair, the difference. Imagine somebody is in a jail, a place, a prisoner of war, a jail, something like that. And he gets a letter from home. So if the letter is written perfectly well, it says everybody's fine, this happened, that happened, so the letter doesn't say anything. Imagine a person gets a letter and there are a few typos in the letter. So one thing you could say is, he could say it's terrible. They wrote me a letter and they didn't even put the time and effort into spelling it properly and to making sure the spelling's accurate. Or I could say, Haleidavahu. I'm sure they sat with this letter and wrote it meticulously well. Why is this word misspelled, that word misspelled, the other word misspelled? Maybe there's something, it's a gateway to seeing something else that's happening. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what slipped out, wherever there seemed to have been the mikra, maybe that's an asinat and ani. These three, the leket shikra peya, are not what I gave, but where I realized that when the seder itself is somewhat mikulkul, even peya, it means a normal person is supposed to harvest all field. What do you mean you leave over part of it? It's what I didn't do that becomes a world of Asiyah and Tzedakah. That's a deher that's akin to Zmani. And maybe that's why the Yontiv needs to have a Ketzira. The Zman, Kedusha Zman needs to have a Ketzira to incorporate the Lekshe Kopeya, because that's the Mohus of the Zman. The Yitze Doifen Shaboy is what makes it the Pesach for something else. Al-Kaponim, going back to Shabbos, Shabbos itself has two tzuras, and you see that way in the Ma'adim. Shabbos itself is part of Bria Seilam, and as such, it's kvi v'kaimen. Shabbos is something that comes whether we want it or not. It's part of the Olam Hateva, so to speak. It's part of something which is not really tolling us. It's just not in halach. It's not luchur natol. It's not this, and still I could, and it's kvi v'kaimen. But so according to the second pshat of Mikra, so made of Mikra is Achraza, it means it's Shabbos and Yontiv, then it means making it Shabbos. So you can go on to the general Asiyah of Shabbos. But if you're talking about if you're talking about Mikra in the sense of just happening, of falling out, it's harder to understand. According to Rabban's pshat, Targum Shabbos, if it's just Mikra, Shabbos is not Mikra. Shabbos comes where it is. So it's telling us, and you see it in the Parash Ma'adim. Parash Ma'adim is mechulak the two. There's a mikroy kodesh that goes all of them, and then there's a second mikroy kodesh that goes on Anyatayvim. On Shabbos, the Chazal say that the pa'ulos we do in order to make Shabbos, in order to be mechabed Shabbos, the pa'ulos we do in order to make Shabbos is ki'ilu, we're doing it also. In Shabbos itself, it's not enough to relate to it in terms of the kvi v'kaina shaboy, but we need to understand it also as a hafka from the sheshme, from the other sheshme amase. In other words, there were 7 days of Bracious. And 7 days of Bracious, l'chura means that we need 7 days. Because when I finish something, let's say, how long did you work for this company? I worked 11 years. How so? I worked for 10 years, and then the 11th year I didn't work for the company. So that's not, you don't work 11 years, you worked 10 years. The seventh day has in itself both studied. It's part of the Shivas Mei Bracious. So these are 7 days of Bracious. It's meant to be part of the 7 days of doing, and there's a hafka that in the 7 days of Bracious, there's Shesh Mei Maisa, and this day is Mufka. It's the reason why, even though this is a chok kavua in the Bria, but a benayach shavas chayiv misa. So even though it seems to be part of the Bria in one way, but it's not. It's something that is dafka. I need to deher itself that I'm being mafkia myself for something that should have been a normal mahala. The kedusha Shabbos has in itself, and it's one of the, I guess. It's somewhat of a distortion when we claim, and on one level it's right. We tout Shabbos as a day. We were the first ones to understand people need a day of rest and so on and so forth. So there is an emes to it. But mitzad the pnimius advarim, unless we understand Shabbos as being a hafgah, then we don't. If it's part of teva, then we reduce it again to the world of teva. So let's. Understand the whole picture together. There are three levels of deharing what the Bria is. There's the mid-level, which is the level that we normally live with, and that is the Seder and the Choyk of the world of Teva and Zman. That to us is natural, normal. To an extreme, it's science saying that it starts and ends with Teva, and that's all there is to it. The old philosophers used to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have brought the Teva into being, but now it's Teva and that's all there is to it. And don't read anything into the Teva that's not there. Everything is cause and effect. And the whole scope of the person's activities is to explore it. People ask, can you see, isn't studying Ma'aseh Teva the Herring HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, if there's nothing in the Teva that can't be explained within itself, then how's that leading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I need to find the Achilles heel in Teva where I need to understand what is it here that needs the input. That Achilles heel is called Mikra. And that's what Chazal say, Mikra Echad, Letzadik L'Rasha. The first gateway is, before we explore what happened, we have to deher that it's a Yitzim in a cloud. Koheles is the understanding of the world, Kedera HaTeva. And the proizdar that leads out is Mikra. Something went wrong. Now, the person who's a Rasha, there has it as a flaw in Teva, and the Melech, so when people are studying a human body and the flaws in the human body, they come across things that simply Yoytzim in that cloud, it doesn't make any sense. So the Rasha says, Rasha Ma'oimer, you see that the one who created it is flawed. That's he has the Tumah. His Tumah comes from the world of Mikra. So if a human being has a shortcoming of sorts, if a human body has a shortcoming of sorts, he sees in it the chisaron shaboy. The Maimon says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us something. That's the Yotze Min HaKlal. And b'meila, it's a kriya shel chiba. The gateway is mikra. Whether it's a mikra to aleph or mikra to hay, that's where we go. It's also true in terms of aristarchus. When a person's life is full of events and things that don't seem to go for your seder, most people want to have a normal, natural life, smooth sailing, things in place, and so on. Because we believe that everybody's like that. Because we believe that this is the way it's normal. When a person says, I would like to have a normal life, there's a certain given in his mind that he knows what normal life looks like. But let's leave that alone a minute. A normal life, and it's not. The things don't go normal. So we're not talking about mind or not mind. We're talking about an emotional emuna. So one, our gut emotion is that it's kilkulim, and kilkulim are frustrations. If I have if a car breaks down, if things break down in a house, they frustrate you, because we would like things to be kitikunam, and anything that goes not kederach hateva is a problem for us. So whether we in our minds we say yes, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on and so forth, but in our hearts we're upset, and we're upset that things just don't go, and we dehear it as kilkel and as mikri. Yeah, I know. Listen, nothing can be perfect. So this breaks, that breaks. The other thing happens. This thing happens, so on. The dehear of kedusha is if there's a gap in the normalcy, in the smooth running of something. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a kriya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's a kriya to rise to the challenge, whether it's a kriya to bring out kochus in myself, whether it's a kriya to be mezachich something. We may not know, when we hear somebody calling from a distance, the words are not clear. But one thing we can make out is the person is calling me. I can hear the sound, I can hear the tone, I can see the gestures. I know I'm being called. Instead of Rav Hutner has a letter that he wrote when he was a young person, and he says, I have two friends. One of them told me that whenever I knock upstairs, nobody's home. He said, I got to know this person. It's a very shallow person. A second friend of his said, whenever I knock upstairs, they run to hide from me. And he said, I got to know this person as a deep alavaida. In other words, the herring where things are not going smoothly. We tend to feel that when things go smoothly, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we associate to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is good, it's fine. And when things don't go right, we say, okay, you know, it's what can you do, or techatein, or whatever it is. The herring that the mikrim are a kriya is what Kedusha Zman is about. That Zman itself is falls onto a routine until somebody is kaira. The mikra of yontif, when the child asks, how come this Tuesday is different than other Tuesdays? The answer is because there was a kriya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mikra that the Targum has, and the mikra that the other Shen Rashi has, and so on, those are two facets of the same. The first one is to take stock of the irregularity, which almost always comes as a problem, as an issue, and then to deherit that it's a kriya shel chiba, even if it's a difficult assignment, even if it's a difficulty. But when a HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls, the kriya is always a kriya shel chiba.
So the kriya, according to the Ramban and the Oplus, is what they make it.